This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Tom, I'm so excited to be with you. I've missed you so much.
I know, me too. I've been very excited to see what you've been up to. Now, Mikey's been very amped. He's been hanging 10 out in the backwash, bailing for some barrels while he's going through the...
Yeah, surf's up, dude.
It's gnarly, man. Yeah. So what we're trying to say, Mikey's been learning to surf. Have you? Were you are you a good surfer or are you a pretend surfer?
I'm a big-time pretend surfer. I like pretend, I boogie board pretty much on a surfboard.
Oh, boogie board's not surfing. He went on about, I've been surfing all weekend.
So
he was on a boogie board.
No, yeah. I use an actual surfboard, but I don't ever stand. That's too much. That's scary. The ocean's terrifying.
Okay, well, I'm very sorry, everyone, to use all those surfing terms for over here when you're nothing but a grommet. You're a grommet.
Yeah. I thought you were a country kid, not a beach kid.
I know everything. I'm starting to stress. I've checked my bank account. This unemployment business and volunteering at Joy for free is starting to really affect my bank account.
Yeah.
And at 50-year-old, I don't know what I'm going to do for a job.
Tommy, you just told me you had Swarovski diamonds on your fridge, so I feel like that's a mostly you decision that you're draining your bank account.
You're right. I spent too much money on a fridge just so it had Swarovski crystals on it. You're right. I spent way too much. But no, but I'm now excited to know there is a way I can make money. There's a Queensland grandmother... She's noticed as the hottest grandma in the world.
Yeah.
You can, she's basically selling porn for $500 a month.
Okay. Yeah.
Granny porn. So there's a chance for me. Yeah.
Okay, I'm reading that. So her name is Gina Stewart, and she's a glamour model granny who's shot to fame by sharing saucy photos of herself on Instagram.
Oh, you know what? Her grandchildren must be so proud. You know, could you imagine going there and, hello, this is my nana. Yeah.
Everyone had to teach her how to, like, post on Instagram, right?
Well, that's really rude, isn't it? Because you're right. I don't know how to post on Instagram. You're right. That'd be my only problem.
Imagine going to your kids and saying, hey, kids, can you teach me how to post nudes on Instagram?
But, yeah, $500 a month. But as she says, this is her selling promo. I'm a worldwide media sensation and a celebrity, and only a rare few people are going to get access at this level. So $500 a month, you get full access. Well, I don't know what full access means over the internet. But if you're a cheapskate like Andy, you can get away with only doing it for it's $100 a month and you just get like booby ones.
$100 a month?
Just to get...
She's got 100,000 followers.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, I'd say that's a lot of people. That's an MCG's worth of people.
Oh, could you imagine an MCG of a...
Grandma?
No, but I'm very proud. Look, I was starting to get worried and my money's running out, but now I know there's a chance for me. There is a job for old ladies.
Put Wayne and Tom's Instagram to work, I reckon. Yeah. Tom, I've been watching maths lately. Have you?
Oh, I apologise for that. Yeah. No, I haven't.
You should be appreciative of your reality TV fellow mates. Do you all like meet up together and just talk about reality TV?
Actually, the funny thing is we did get to meet a group of those and they didn't want to talk to us.
Really?
Well, because the problem is the show we used to do, all we did was took the mickey out of them the whole time. So it was nothing nice. I don't think we said it about anybody on maths.
Okay. Well, that's my problem with maths is they all say mean things about each other anyways. And have you've been followed along at all, have you?
Look, I've seen little bits of it, so I do know someone was rubbing someone's leg under the table and, you know.
Okay, so yeah, there's all that highly dramatised stuff.
But they swear, they've called each other terrible names, haven't they? Like the guy there
Bronson.
Called the young lady the C word that should never be used out of a man's mouth to a lady. But I believe before that she was quite nasty anyway.
Oh, she was a tyrant. So they're both off the show now, thank the Lord. They were awful. And my mind, I started thinking about it more and more because it perplexed me. I thought, I'm watching reality TV with my mum and I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. And I realised why. It was because people at home were realising, yes, this is all highly dramatised TV. You know, this is all a bit hammed up.
Adults understand that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still real, right? And I was thinking, some people that are in a situation where their relationship's a little bit more domestic, like domestic abuse-wise, they might look at it and think, okay, well, at least we're not as bad as that. And that's both from the victim and the perpetrator. The perpetrator might think, well, at least I'm not as bad to my partner as Ines is. And the partner might think, well, at least my partner isn't as bad to me as Ines is.
I get what you're saying. So by having it on TV, we're normalising it, that's normal behaviour in a marriage, that somebody at home will think, oh, well, my marriage isn't that bad, even though they could be... been, you know, you don't always have to be physically abused. You know, the psychological, the mental, the verbal can be just as bad.
Even like ongoing condescension. All these.
You know, I never looked at that.
Bad.
What about the poor young kids? You know, not young children. You know, teenagers, 15, 16-year-olds that are sitting there watching that. That is not a normal relationship.
No, not
it
at
is
all.
Not a healthy relationship. But unfortunately, your generation have gone through that. I think very much similar with porn. I mean, you've grown up watching that. Let me tell you, it's not anyone who's ever taken a video of themselves doing the dirty can tell you it never as pretty as what porn is. So I think that's what people have to understand, that, you know, relationships aren't the same as you're going to see on mass.
Yeah.
It's not a good marriage. And as, you know, sexual relationship is not porn. You know,
yeah.
Porn and making love are two totally different things.
Super. Yeah. It just threw me a little bit. And
so that's our job here, to make sure we point that out on those reality shows and show that is not real out there.
That's what I thought.
Talk to people. Have a bit of fun.
I saw a video the other day of somebody in an airport trying to wheel a trolley. The only problem with this person attempting it was the trolley was upside down and they were struggling.
So you mean she actually had the wheel sticking up and
facing towards it.
She was trying to push that.
Yeah.
No way.
For real.
But you know what? You've got to feel sorry for her, because have you ever done the long-haul flight to Europe and back?
Yeah.
You get off
plane
and you don't think straight. It gives you this real... It's like a hangover over tiredness all in one, all comes together. I mean, we've all felt like that. So this poor lady is trying to push a trolley.
Yes.
Did anyone actually stop and go over and say, hey, sweetheart, let me flip this trolley over for you?
No, what they did was they filmed her and got 230,000 views on the internet.
So they filmed it. Look, I like a good joke like the rest of us. You have a laugh, then you go over and go, hey, sweetheart, let me help you, you know, like and lift the trolley over.
You're a kind man.
No, well, I mean, we've all done that. Have you? What crazy things have you ever got up to at the airport?
I feel like you got into something absolutely absurd at the airport.
No, last time me and Wayne were leaving the airport, we actually got told that we had falsely done our little in and out cards, you know, because you got to say where you're leaving and what you're going. And we actually got talked to and everything. And they pressed a button and the doors behind them plop open and a man's come out with guns. It's like, this happens in Australia. Yeah.
With guns? What are
it turned out the lady recognised us from TV, but she thought me and Wayne were taken off to Thailand every 3 months or something. I don't know that she realised that. Yeah, that's their job.
Strange.
No, it's good. We've got people at the airport that actually watch you and they've got face recognition and they're there to see whether you know whether you're telling the truth and things.
Actually, speaking of guns in the airport, I was in Thailand when I was younger and I really needed to pee, but I got stage fright so badly. I can't pee in front of people. So we pulled over on the freeway and I couldn't do it, but I told everyone I could. So then we get to the airport. And I had to go so badly. So I opened the van door and I just sprinted into the airport. And most airports, when you walk in Thailand, they've got a gate straight away with the metal detectors, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to go through those. Well, I didn't have time for that. I was about to pee myself. So I just slid straight under the barrier and just ran straight to the bathroom.
But you don't do that in other countries.
I
they
know.
Shoot you in other countries.
Well, I was only about 11 at the time, maybe 12.
They'll still shoot you. They don't mind.
Well, yeah. So my brother, he ran after me and got a gun pointed straight at me. He had his hands up, ready to go. I got to pee the whole time. I was fine. So it was great. Thomas, you were talking about shocking presents recently.
Yeah, that's correct. So I was having a discussion with some family about how bad people's presents are, and I reckon I was given the worst presents forever.
Yeah.
My mother, for like 10 years, bought me a bottle of Jim Beam every birthday and Christmas. I've never drank Jim Beam in my life. I used to say to her, that's my brother-in-law. That's my sister's husband who drinks Jim Beam. She goes, oh, really? Oh, it doesn't matter. And I just go, I don't want Jim Beam. So
you think that's the worst present? I get given a Lynx pack most Christmases. I think it's insinuating I smell.
Like, oh, okay, it's embodied deodorant.
Yeah, right? Yeah. My mum gets every Christmas.
Because it all comes around. I was reading it. Wayne's obsessed with the royals. I don't know. Are you a royaler?
No, God, no. I don't understand that.
Well, because the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan, has been working so hard that Kensington Palace have taken notice. And her dedication to Crown has highly impressed the Queen. So according to Vanity Fair, a palace aide has said the Queen's been so impressed with Meghan's work ethic that she's planning to give a Duchess a very rare present as a token of her appreciation. So I'm thinking, I mean, wow, how exciting. You know, she owns the Crown Jewels, she owns half of London. I mean, what is she going to give her?
A golden egg, maybe. Yep.
The palace aide told Vanity Fair the Queen is amazed by the Duchess' energy and stagma, given that she's so heavily pregnant. And I thought, well, okay, that's very nice. The palace insider claims that Queen Elizabeth rarely praises members of the royal family, but considering Meghan has been so working so hard, the Duchess, when she gets home, is going to have a little present in her room. What do you think the Queen's given her?
I reckon a golden bassinet for the baby.
Oh, that would be. I thought that would be. I would have thought she said a country, you know, or something like that. Anyway, a note, a card that says "Well done." A card. She owns half of England, and she gets given. And I actually had to sit and go, I'm kind of quite thankful for my mother giving me that bottle of Jim Beam. It doesn't look as bad.
That would retail at least.
Yeah, I'm telling you, unless it's got the address to the Crown Jewels, the numbers to everyone's bank accounts. I mean, what's the use of having a card from the Queen? Yeah,
yeah. What's the use of the royal family? Really, what are they doing? I think Meghan Markle was so much more useful when she was on Suits. Have you watched Suits?
No.
Got to watch Suits.
Is it good?
First and foremost. But now all she's doing is parading around with the royals. I think she was doing much more for the world. I think it'd be a great present if she got back on Suits, ditched the royals.
So you get links for your Chris. Is that from your grandma?
It's from my mum.
From your mum.
She gets the other presents as well, but like a links pack, it's kind of just insulting. It's like, oh, you stink. Like, yeah. That's what I get from it.
Well, you look, teenage boys smell. I'm telling you, I've brought up a teenage boy, and there was for about 3 or 4 years there that you couldn't get enough Glen 20 in his room. It just smelled. I don't know what it is about young men at a certain age. Oh, that, it smells.
I'd like to think I've got a good level of hygiene. Look at me.
You've got a bit. I wouldn't matter. I'm not saying that the boy didn't wash. I'm just saying it's just a certain smell that young men get at this certain age.
A certain aroma.
Yeah.
My I'd mask.
Be Glen 20 would be lighting candles, incense would be going, but you could still smell them coming, let me tell you that.
I'll bring some Glen 20 to the studio next week. Hey, I was scrolling through the news and I just saw a man get released from prison and he got paid $29 million after something like 30 years in there. He's been released at 71 because he was falsely convicted, got paid $29 million, and that's not the end of it. He's going to keep on suing them to get even more money. He's probably going to expect it to get more than $10
million.
So he
got $1 million for every year he was in jail.
Something like that, yeah. Isn't
shit,
that
so there's a chance for me to get a job.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Okay, because we want to help you get a job, Tom. Yeah. How much money would you go to prison for to be like to be falsely convicted?
Well, it would depend. I mean, depend what prison. Like, I don't want a yucky, cold-looking one that's got like concrete cells and yucky bars. I mean, when I think of a prison, I think of you know, like a cage in the back of Wet on Wellington, somewhere like that. You know, I'm thinking that's a prison, isn't it? Yeah. No, I want it somewhere nice.
See the one Rolf Harris went to? It looked like it was like a retreat away. Didn't look like a man that had, you know, been convicted for the things he'd been convicted for.
But I thought when they give you money, like compensation, what they do is they look at you and go, well, look, you're a doctor, so you could earn, you know, $500,000 a year. We've locked you away, so we owe you a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in a lot of trouble because I'm unemployed. So they look at me and go, well, here's your dole check, mate, on your way. So I'll get the $237 and send on my way and I'll be walking around going, oh, I don't know what to do with this. Yeah. I wouldn't last 2 minutes in jail.
No, you
I'd
wouldn't.
Cry. And then someone would say, give me your cigarettes, and I'd be handing them over. Like, yeah. No.
She wouldn't do it at all.
What about you? Could you handle it?
I reckon if I started working out a whole heap and got like big man muscles, maybe got some aggressive tattoos.
Sweetie, I've seen you with your shirt off. It's going to take you 30 years to get a bloody muscle. You've got no chance in hell.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.